our minds are really good at creating complexity. And in fact, we are attracted to complexity because, hey, if something has a million moving pieces, it's probably better, right? That may not be the case. That might not be the case. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about building a million-dollar business and the incredibly simple math that can make it work. And this might just be a very powerful example of how complexity could be doing you wrong and how simplicity could be exactly what you need.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so yesterday I mentioned the book 12 Months to $1 Million by Ryan Daniel Moran. And one of the things that he uses as kind of a guideline in that book is that if you're going to build a million-dollar business, you can actually use some pretty simple math to get there. And his whole approach is based on getting there within 12 months using this simple math. And so what's that math? Well, it is having four products that make 25 sales a day at an average price of $30. Having four products that make 25 sales a day at an average $30 price. And if you are able to scale your sales of four products to 25 sales a day each, on average, at an average of $30 per sale, that's $1 million in revenue. Okay, wow. Pretty simple, huh? Well, it is simple and it's not simple. I know, you know, if you're struggling to make your first sale, if you're struggling to make, you know, 5 sales a day, 10 sales a day of one product, it may feel like, okay, this is difficult. And yet, a lot of people struggle to make five sales a day, 10 sales a day of one product because they are focused on a million things. And I've been there. I definitely understand this. And yet, if you can focus on that one thing, that one powerful thing that is going to drive that 25 sales a day, and you launch the product and it's a $30 price, well, if you're able to do that with one product and then do it again with another and do it again with another and do it again with another, you are able to scale your business to $1 million a year. And now there are some alternatives here. I just want to throw this out there because while he really focuses on these kind of low to mid price physical products, if you don't sell physical products at a $30 price point, there can be some variability. So if you make 25 sales a day at a $30 average cart value in four funnels, so let's say you're selling like a $7 welcome mat offer and a $97 upsell, and your average cart value is $30, or you know, some variation on that, where you're able to drive 25 new customers per day with an average customer value of $30 across four funnels. That's another way to use basically the same math to get to $1 million. Or if you're able to make 30 sales a day of a $100 product, $100 product, 30 sales a day, boom. Three sales a day of a $1,000 product. What is a $1,000 product? You have to figure that out. You figure out what is going to justify that $1,000 price point and is going to attract people in, and that you're able to sustain at three sales a day. But if you're able to figure these things out, if you're able to create a product and offer that is worth $1,000 or many times that, and you're able to sell three of them a day, well, that's $1 million. A $10,000 product, one sale every 3 days. Right? One sale every 3 days of a $10,000 product gets you to $1 million. You know, I've done my own where we've done $1 million in a month on a $5,000 product. okay, cool, right? Like you just have to figure out how many sales at what price point leads to the $1 million. So how many sales do you have to make? With a $10, you know, a $10 customer value or $10 price point, that's 100,000 sales. Now, you could narrow that down and say, can we drive 274 sales a day? Or, you know, simplify it. Can we drive 300 sales a day of our $10 product? And with that, we can make $1 million in here. Can we drive 55 sales a day of a $50 product for 20,000 sales in a year? If we have a $100 product, can we drive 10,000 sales this year by making 28 sales a day? A $1,000 product means 1,000 sales or 3 sales a day. And in all cases, I overshot it a little bit here. I rounded up, I guess, for the number of sales you would have to make. If you have a $10,000 product, that's a sale every 3 days. And if you find a way to create a $100,000 offer, you only have to make 10 sales. And that is one sale every 36 days for a year. And you can build $1 million revenue business based on that. So, like, yeah, this is a fun little thought experiment. And it is a useful thought experiment because it really does simplify it. If you get caught up in the million things that you could be doing in your business, like should you grow your Facebook following, or should you grow an Instagram following, or should you be on TikTok, or should you be doing Snapchat, or should you be doing direct mail, or should you be doing YouTube advertising or YouTube content, or should you be building a blog, or should you be, like, all these things that you can be doing, you can use this as a filter. So if your ultimate goal is, let's say you have an average new customer value of $50, and you want to build $1 million a year business based on this average new customer value of $50. Well, what you have to ask is this getting me closer to the 55 sales a day that it's going to take to get 20,000 sales in a year in order to be running $1 million a year revenue business? And if being on TikTok for, you know, 3 hours a day is not helping you make 55 sales a day, well, then that's not contributing to your $1 million business. If being on if you found a way to be on TikTok for 3 hours a day and it's helping you make 55 sales a day, then that is contributing to your $1 million business. So you set this big goal. You say, what's your math? And if your math is, and by the way, it doesn't have to be $1 million a year business. If you want $100,000 a year business, then that's something else. Like, the math is different. If you want a $500,000 a year business, the math is different. If you're building a $10 million or $50 million a year business, the math is different, but it's also the same. So you figure out what's your math and how are you going to break it up among, you know, different customer acquisition channels or campaigns or funnels. How are you going to break it up among different products or product categories? How are you going to break it up among the different things that you're doing? But you figure out your math and then you set your daily sales goal. Like, this is how many sales that I need to make per day of these things. And then you use that as a filter for planning an action and you track it on a regular basis. Are we bringing in this number of people? Are we making this number of sales? Is what we're doing getting us there? Or what can we do that can get us closer to that math that we need in order to achieve this goal? And so if you're just trying to build $1 million business, right? If you're trying to build $1 million a year business, then you figure out the math and do it. And you just set that in your sights. You set that as your intention and you keep working until you figure out how to get it done. And so many times it is a matter of that taking action and setting that intention that guides us to discovering the steps that we need to take in order to get there. So if you do want to go deeper on this topic, if you want to go specifically deeper into Ryan's work, The 12 Months to $1 Million, it's a great book. I'll include a link in the description. Also, for example, my welcome mat, how to build a welcome mat offer funnel training is at btmsinsiders.com. And I'm noticing, even as I'm saying that, here's me like admitting a little bit of vulnerability. I didn't even think that I was going to be talking about this training during the course of this episode. And so I'm not remembering the exact title, but I'll include the title and the link in the description, which actually shows how to create welcome mat offers specifically designed to acquire new customers for your business, how to create welcome mat funnels designed to acquire new customers for your business. And I encourage you to check it out as part of the BTMS Insiders training library. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training, where you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to the entire catalog of training, including that welcome mat funnel training, as well as a whole bunch of additional training for copywriters, entrepreneurs who are building their business or helping clients build theirs to $1 million and beyond, based on my experience in doing the same. So I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment or review with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do? Maybe what's your math? Like, what's your math to build your $1 million business? How many sales per day are you aiming to do of what product or service that you can scale and maintain and provide a great customer experience at that level? So leave that in the comments below. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com as well to get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, always aiming for that 10 out of 10 value. Hope I've delivered it to you today, and I will catch you again in the next episode. See you soon. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.